more in the Rabbanan side. So just give us the
question. Our memory is, the Gemara is analyzing the question of Bosar Meikrim or Bosar Tavira Tavar. We have a Maisa Hezek, which is a process. A Maisa Hezek, which can be defined at one of several points. The Gemara raises the question as to at what point do we define the Maisa Hezek. So the Chatzi Nezek Tzroris gives us the opportunity to analyze that question. And the Nafkaminas would be the places to which we would attach this Chakira, this question. Would be situations. The first one that the Gemara raises is Rava's question, where the animal does a masa of regel, but the hezek takes place through a masa of chatzi nezek tzveris. So the question is do we go basar meikra, and then it's a maaser regel, and it's nezek sholem. And it's chayiv only brishus and nizik, or do we say we go basar tavar mona when the impact took place, when the result of the hezek took place, when the actual mice, when the actual damage was impacted, and then we would look at it as a din of tzroiris. Gemara says, so why don't we analyze it from a case when you have two players, when you have a. So you have to figure out who the mazik is. So that's when the person drops the keli from the roof, he's a mazik. Or the person hits it from when it's further down in its trajectory, and he's the mazik. So the Gemara says that was Rabba's iboya, that was Rabba's psak. Rabba Paskin that the first one is the mazik, and Rabba maintain the chakira in that situation as well. Gemara says, so why don't we have a raya from our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah talks about the chicken that's mehades and does hataza. So Gemara says that's not going to be a raya because we're going to be making that Mishnah to be a clear case of chatzi nezek tzroiris. At the end of the sugya, the Gemara says that we cannot maintain that akimta. So the Gemara says that we can either say that it's bosim ikra zlinim, that we learn from our Mishnah, or we can say that it's the ka'ozel mine, that the Mishnah is not referring to a case where there is a process. It's referring to a case where the animal continually does a maisa b'gufa. Okay, so when the Riv, so that's the sugya, right? We have the Gemara is Rav as a Chakira. We understand that the significance, we have two nafkaminas for this Chakira. One nafkamina is when the same Maisa Hezek can be identified, he's going to be Chayu. We know the Mazik is. We know what the hezek is. We know what we don't know is how to categorize it. Should we categorize it as regel, or as using the phrase of the Birkas Shmuel, as a mazik chodesh chadin tzroiris? How are you going to categorize it? Nafka miladina. Or you have two mazikim, so you have to figure out who the mazik is. Okay, those are the two nafka minas so far. Gemara on chof. On Chav Vav Amid Beis, seems to address this question as well. And there the Gemara says, V'omer Rabba Zara Kli Meirosh Hagag Hoyu Tachtov Korim Eksosais Bo acher v'silkon, rekodam v'silkon, potter. My taima be'idna deshadya psuke mifsik egire. So Rabbi says, that's the case where it's flying down, and there are pillows there. and therefore when the person dropped it, it would not necessarily break. And therefore he's potter. The person who removes the korum uksosis away, we can't say that the person who threw them down would be chayiv. The second guy, Rashi says that the second will be a din of grama because he didn't throw them down, but the first guy didn't do a ma'is ezek. So then Rabbi goes on to say, "V'omer Rabbi, zorak tinek mi roish agag, u'ba'acher ve'kibli b'sayif." So here we move into the third example, Ritzicha. Who was the Ritzayach? The person who tossed, or the person who caught with a knife. Who is the Ritzayach? So the Gemara says that should be the Amachlekes of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser Chachamim, when there are several people involved in the Misa. By Ritzicha is a separate din. The Gemara has a separate pasuk. Bo shor v'kibli v'karnov plugtin yom yishmol v'noim shav yechem im ruka v'rabbana. And if you have a situation where it's not Ritzicha, where one person did a ma'aseh Ritzicha with the animal, but the person ended up being killed by a ma'aseh shor, so again, that would be a machloikis. Right? That would be a machloikis to know. So so when it comes to Ritzicha, the Gemara does not say that it's Rabba's Chakira. It's Rabba's Yibur. The Gemara does not bring a raya to Rabba's Chakira from the din of Ritzicha. It's Arachian. Shluchari should be the same thing. Who did the Ma'is of Ritzicha? The person that throws the body over, or the person who caught the body with a knife, or the animal that caught the body with the horn? The Gemara says no. That's a separate din. So at the end of the sugya, we have to understand why the Gemara did not create an equation between a Ma'is Ezek and Ritzicha. Moshe,
you said there's a possibility that the baby died from like the air and then
went
down and couldn't breathe.
Okay, that's not okay. When we get to it,
would that be a case of the guy throwing him would be chaya for sure, but essentially he's a grub, no?
Again, I'm not sure how to respond. You're changing the Metzius, so.
Okay.
The Metzius is different. Obviously, you change the Metzius, the Lach is going to be different. So, when the Rif Paskins is then, so the Rif and Ar Sugya. Rif and Ar Sugya. Tanei Gerlim Shei Mechatan and Mechevel. To Li. V'nisak Achevel V'nishrat Li. V'mishalmen Nezek Sholim. V'hudu Ko'ozel Ninei Minei. I'm having trouble finding it in the... exactly how to find it over here. Tanagom shemechaten b'chevel. V'nifsek ha'chevel v'nishbar adli. So mishalmen nezek shalem. Right, the Rif says nezek shalem. V'hu deko azel minei minei. So what did the Rif choose to do? Was that? Or how could you interpret it? He bunted. Right? In other words, by taking the second akimta, it becomes a case of gufa. There's no chiddush over here. Right? But now we should infer, and as we read the Rif on his own, so the Rif is telling us then that who the causal mini mina. Okay. However, we know this sugya. So when he says who the causal mini mina, he means but if it wasn't ozal mini mina, so then what would the din be? If he had let go, if he had adopted the first lashon the Gemara. So then apparently he would say it's chasi nezek. No? Isn't that the correct inference? And then the Rif's position would be that basar tvarmon nezek. We good? The Rif chose the akimta of the sugya that does not address the boya. So the first glance, the Rif bunted. The Lashon v'hu the ozel mine mine. So the Rif is saying, but if it's not ozel mine mine, either I have a suffix, maybe we should have a suffix. Right? Then the Tani boy in the Gemara. If it was Rav is Iboya. Right? One or the other. Who the ozel mine mine? Then I know it's Nezek Sholem. But if it's not ozel mine mine, so Lachaira, what's correct to say is that Rif is a suffix, because if he was sure that it's Bosar Tarmona Azlinon, then he should have said it. So maybe he had a suffix. He wanted to leave it open. Leave Boyan. A suffix would mean that with suffix, there was a suffix moment it would have a Muslim of the right, only pay Chasi Nezek. But that would be just an accident of the Iboyan. However, the Rif. And Daf Yud Aleph Bidape Yerif Omar Rabba Zora Kli Me Roish Zora Kli Me Roish Omar Rabba Zora Kli Me Roish Gagai Boyu Tachtu Korvuk Sosois. One line up. Zara klimi resh gaga ubo achar vishibroi b'makel potter. My taima the omalei mona tvira tover. So the Rif now is paskini. We go no. Bosa miikra. So why didn't the Rif take that stand earlier? Why do you have to chicken out and say that vazal mine mine? When he says, he knows how he wants to paskin. He wants to paskin like Rabba. He wants to settle the boy of Rava. The Omer Rabba, Zara Klim Eresh Gagi, Vohu Tachta of Korm Sausage, Vikoda Vesilkon, Ibach Vesilkon, Potter, the Be'idna de Shadi, Mifsak Psike Gire. Now, the Chorah, the Rif, to be consistent, didn't have to say right? Which means that when he dropped it, it wasn't a dangerous drop. It didn't matter. Because when he dropped, so he's on chayim because he got busted tvarmona. Alright? The Rif himself goes on to say that the last case, Mistabralon, the Lashilchus of Behol Kirava. In the case of Zora Klime Rosh Gagai, and another person takes away, Mishum the sphere lay the lay dain and dina the garmi. Rabbam does not hold them garmi. So therefore Rabbah patters both the thrower and the pillow remover. But we paskin garmi, so we would be machayev the pillow remover. Alright? That's an aside right now for us. We're not focused on that Lukuda. Right? Right now we're focused on that Rabbah is consistent, Rabbah initially says that sounds like he's Mesupuk, he would pass him like Rava, right? Who determined mine, and Rava, and the Rif, later on in the parak, seems to take a stand. There we go, Basar Tvar Mana. Sorry, there we go, Basar Mi'ikra. Right? So again, we're clear on the Rif. The Rif, when he first addresses the sugya, right, we began with the sugya by saying we have a chakira. We then identified several situations that are going to be impacted by this chakira. Situation number one is when I have two people. Situation number one is when I have a chicken and he's pecking away at the rope. And the delay falls. Is that if we go basar mi'ikra, so that's shein. If we go basar tfarmon, it's chasi nezik tfarmus. Alright? Next we have another case, and that is two mazikim. Mazik one, mazik two. So, and the first, so when it comes to mazik one, mazik two, the Rif quotes Rabba's din as saying, we go basar mi'ikra, mazik one is the machayim. He's the mazik. When the question becomes, how do you identify the ma'isa hezek? So then the Rif seemed to say, I don't know how to figure that one out. I know if he's pushing it off. I know that if it's not a suffix, I know that it's going to be a ma'isa rega. But when I have one chicken. And that one chicken is either doing a ma'isa shein or a ma'isa chatinik tzvaris, don't not a paskin. A suffix. Alright? Gemara says, l'chor, they're totally one or the other. Gemara doesn't, and Rabbah paskins differently in those two cases. Okay? So now we have clarity on the complexity of the Rif. Good? Okay. So now, let's look at the Balmor. You didn't give us the Balmor. One The Valmor wrote a sefer when there's a series of Rishonim. The Valmor, the Meiri, the Meiri is all part of the same family. The Meiri was earlier. So Valmor wrote, he was very, very young. Younger than all of us. Valmor said when he was, I think, 18 years old. So, Omer Rabbah, Zara Klimei Reish Agagin, and the classic, one of the probably the most difficult Rishonim to learn, the Mor and the Mochamas. Right? The Mor always came to attack the Rif, and the Ramban always came to defend the Rif. So that's why it's the Mochamas Hashem. He's Mochamta Mochama to defend the Rif. When I was in America, as a Rav, Avram Shapiro used to say the Shir. Rabbi Shapiro said the Shir, and then Rishol Yisraeli. Both said the Shir on Thursday nights. One said Monday, one said Thursday. Rabbi Shapiro, even later on, actually became the Rabbi Rashi later on. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Cook. So Rabbi Shapiro had a tremendous sense of humor. He was a very jovial person. So he would come into the Shir, and as he was coming in, he was joking around with the guys. So he felt like it was a ripple of laughter as he was coming in to give the Shir. But he was also... He was an Eluyisha person, and he would often restructure the shir as he went along. He had something in mind, but as he went along, he would. Once the Talmidim asked him, now that he was then already probably in his 70s, the Talmidim asked why he doesn't publish the shir. Years later, while he's still alive, I think Talmidim published the shir. So he said, I'm too young. The Talmidim said, but the Baal HaMor was only 18. So he said, look at the Raman did to him. Then he said later on that he can't talk to as he does the shir, he keeps on changing his mind. That's the hard for him to publish the shir. So the Baal HaMor writes, Omar Rabba. Alright, so now we're taking a stab at the, if you can learn a Mulchamas and a Ramban, and more in Mulchamas, then you can learn any Rishon. So, Omar Rabba, Zara Kli Me Rosh Hagag, Ubo Acher Vishibra Memakal Potu, Mai Taima Mona Tvira Tover, Harif Zal Kosva Leveimra Dilcha Sahi. The Rif wrote this because he held that was halacha, right? Namely, Boser Tvira Tovar, Boser Miikra, Mona Tvira Tovar, he took a whack at a broken keli. That means who broke the keli? The first guy, the first mazik. The guy threw it out, right? Kosva Lememra, so the Rif writes it here, that means how's he passing? He's passing it that way. Vanan Mesapkol and Milsim and Chazina Lerabba Davi Basra. The Rabba, Navi Basra, the Boyle, and we have a suffix because we have a rule that we always Pilchaso Kibas Roy. We have a Machlaikis, you always pass like the last one because we assume that the last one understood the Sawas before him. We have a Machlaikis between the Mogan Avram and the Taz, go to the Chavetz Chaim, right? Because the Chavetz Chaim saw the Mogan Avram, the Taz, he saw the Chasim Sofer. So the Chavetz Chaim saw all of this. So why are we going for the Chasam Sofer? The Chavetz Chaim knew the Chasam Sofer. If Afal Pi can he pass it differently, right? So that's how our Mahalach almost always is Boser Basroi, right? It doesn't. It's not a perfect. In other words, Rashi gets up nowadays and he's Chalik and the Chavetz Chaim wouldn't say Boser Basroi. You have to be in a certain league. Once you're in the league, then you can go Boser Basroi. But you have to get into the league first of all. So the Vanan Misapkulon Milsa. Why Midachazina Lirava Davidu Basr di Boyale? E Yozinan Basa Tramona Oy Basa Mi Ikra Bula Yivshatale. Hilcha Chayashinan La, therefore we have to be Choyshesh for Rava. Vidaininan La Kidin Momin Amutal Besafik. Vichoilkin. So we have to look at it. All right. Chiddush number one is we're gonna go up against the Rif. And we're going to paskin like we paskin kibasroi. Kiddush number two. What's the basroi? Rava had a sofik. So if Rava is a sofik, what do we do? And Moitz Mechemrol Varai. He says no. Momin amutul the sofik. Sumchus is rule. And Cholkin each gets half. Afal gavda ba alma loy dainin alekai gavda. Hocha chayshinan le Rava de pshita le. Says the Baal HaMor, why am I not saying what we say in Kol HaTorah Kula? I go to a Din Torah. I have a Mazik 1, Mazik 2. So Mazik 2, the one who whacked the Keli, right? The one who whacked the Keli, he says, Rabba Paskins, Bosim Ikra. Mazik number 1, so what do you mean? It was a Sofek. Rabba said it was a Sofek. A sofik means hamoitz mechel araya. You can't get any money from me. You come to me, I'll say maybe the other guy should be chay. Go to the mazik chain. He says, "Rabbi, the sofik, they number one." So that's a nizik stock, right? You can't be moitzi a cent. So Baal HaMor says, "No." In this case, we're going to apply a different rule. The rule at the beginning of Baba Metzia. Momen amutul besofik. I have two mazikim. I know there's a chiyuv. I know somebody's chay, right? I know a hezek happened. Not a sofik if a hezek happened. Not a sofik if it was hefker. There are certainly two guys over here. So somebody has to pay. So he says, now listen to the complexity of his reasoning. Heyoi said it's an Ivoya. And Heyoi said that Rava's Rebbe knew exactly how to paskin. So we're going to make Apshara. Each pays half. So we really can ask against the Balamor. As the Balamor, either go like Rav, like Rav. They're making Apshara over here. You want to tell me Halach Moser Basroi, and then you want to say that we're going to make Apshara over here? Hey, Yois, that Rava was clear, so therefore we should go to the first one. Hey, Yois, that Rava wasn't clear in the suffix, so we should not split it. I mean, how do you explain that svara? So he says, "Biderech pshara." Where do we have such an approach that we have a pshara between two bali dinim? But to say that when a paskin and shulchan aruch had then a pshara between Rava and Rava. Who said that's a pshara? Va'onu temei mal Rav al-Fasiza. And we don't intend the rif. Dekosa v'ahit detan negolin shu mechatin v'chevod li v'udu ko ozol minei minei omu bosa tvar monas lina. V'yisrili ki Rav of the bosa mikros inam kashin adoni. And then the Baal HaMor says, and you're going to criticize me for going against the rif. Right? I hold the rif made a strange hachro over here. Right, he went against the Basroi. But then you're going to criticize me for going to the Rif. We don't get the Rif. The Rif is a Stira. Either way, I'm going to be like the Rif. Right? So those are the three R's of Alamor. Omar HaKosev. That's how the Mochomes begins. Chavos begins like that, as if anybody could rip apart the Balamor, right? Omar HaKosev, that's not the Ramban coming to HaKosev. Anybody who can read and write can say the anonymous. This is anonymous. The key is anonymous. Omar HaKosev, b'tshuva zu hasha'ela lo yitzrachnu l'dorm rabim. To defend the riff, this is a cakewalk over here. You don't need to write too much to answer the riff, right? Shema Dover Sofik Adinim Rabbeinu Lichtu Divrei Rabba Shepotar Mishavar Keli Shenizrik Meiroi Shagag V'shelo Yechayim Gamken Atami Goylem Shemachatin V'chevod Li B'nezek Sholim It'll also Mini Mine Tesveki, right? So he says Ema Dover Sofik Adin, if the riff really had a Sofik like the Baal HaMor wants the paskin, right? Like Rava. And then the Ramban is saying that the Ramban is interpreting the Baal HaMor to be saying that the last line of the Baal HaMor, when he said that the Rif paskin differently, he's saying maybe the Rif had a suffix. Maybe the Rif really holds like Rava. Why? Because he passes one way at the beginning of the paragraph and at the end of the paragraph. So the Ramban says that if the Rif really had a sofek, im hadomer sofek din im rabenu lichtoiv divrei rabba shepotar mishaber keli shenizuk meshagag v'shelo yechayiv gam kein hatar negoyle. He should write that we go shepotar the rabba patered mishaber keli. He patered the second guy. Shenizrak mireishgag that was thrown down, v'shelo yechayev gamkein tanegon shemachatin bechevod libenezek sholim, right? El ba'ozol mini mine tesvekehi v'hocha kula lateveya, and over here the din of zara kli mireishgagoy ubacher v'shibroy. We're going to be makil on the person. We're going to be makil on the. We're not going to award any money to the teveya. Shezek klal gadol b'din amoyt mechaver ol leveraya. So he says to the Baal HaMor, if you really hold this a safek, what are you doing? Why are you using the rule of mamin avum savachol chokin? Umisha tofas olav bipnei shekosa bipshitas meimra de rabba yivkach eina v'yira. And the Rif writes clearly Rabba's din. So he should open up his eyes and he should see. Kama bois acheira sha'olu b'talmud b'teiku. He's saying to the Balamor, doesn't he know? Didn't he learn yud ches, yud tes? A lot of sveikas. Right? And they're all b'teiku. V'kosman ki'ilu nifshatu liftur. And the Balamor records them saying that they're poter, that the Teve doesn't get any money. V'bneisha din b'shneyem shoveh. Because the halacha is in all these cases has to be the same because we have a suffix had a paskin. Ube'emes shezeh oyamaspik lebalamor. And this would have been enough for the Balamor to write it. If the Balamor really held that he had a suffix, anon misapkul and milsa, we don't know how to paskin, the Balamor should have said, fine, I have a suffix, go like the rest of Shas, I'm waiting for a Abul onu das acheres imonu b'zeh. All right, second paragraph in the Oz Vahadar edition. In the old editions, one of the toughest things of the Muhammad was that it was written in a very, very small font, and it was one big paragraph. So one of the big accomplishments of the Oz Vahadar was to republish the text. Abul onu das acheres imonu b'zeh. De lo olam kol hecha de omer meboyele milsa b'shum duchte b'talmuda. So the Ramban, they have a rule. There's a rule of Psak that goes against the rule of Asroi. What's that? I have one Amor who has a Chakira Sofik, and another Amor who clearly knows the din, so go with the one who's clarity. I have one Achron who has a Sofik, one Achron I know how to Paskin. No, so then we should go with the one that says, let's figure it out. Vafilu Talmud Mokim Rab, Vakoshkin Rabba Mokim Talmud. Vizu Svar Machras, Vidash Rabbeinu Zal Hiskim Olei, Sharechatzi Dezik Choris Mboy Lele Rabba. So then he points out that he defends the Rif by saying that we didn't go Boser Basroi, because in this case it's not a machloikis, it's one as an open question and one as a resolved question. So then he gives other examples of where the Rif paskin, even though there was a sofek to Rava and the achrav by Rav Papa. All right. Ukvar matzinu. All right. So that really takes us back to the beginning of the Masechta. Ukvar matzinu, next point. Ukvar matzinu. Dov ezel v'yishoynin mefurush. V'chein kos v'ilchus ha-gevirta v'perik elu naris. He gives another example of one Amor having a sofek, and the next, and another having a pshitusa, so we pask in that way. V'achshav l'fi ha-svara. And now, according to this approach, Onu temeyim olav, v'meshek kosav v'hide tanegolim shem mechatin v'chavod li v'huda ko ozlo minei minei ol maboset tvar minozina. Right? So now the Ramban says, but based on my understanding, we do have a good cash against the Rif. Right? Because if what I'm saying is correct, the Rif has an approach that when one Amora has a suffix and the Amora has a pshitusa, if he passes the pshitusa, and he had two examples of this, one from the beginning of Papa and Rav at the beginning of Masechta, and one from Eilu Naris and Ksuvas, so now he says, B'navakasha, because how do I explain why the Rif earlier in the Perek in our Sugya seemed to leave it open? Because when he said that the case of the Tanagolas who eats away at the Dli, so what did the Rif say? Rif said, well, he's Moikim as being a case of Regel, instead of taking the bolder approach and saying, this is according to Rabba, this could be a case of Shein. You go Basar Ne'ikra, right? So Again, all the Ramban is doing right now is asking the stira in the Rif in a sharper way. Right? It's the same stira in the Rif. But the Ramban is saying, hey, Yosef, I understand the Mahalach of the Rif in broad terms, to paskin like the Pshitus against the Iboya. So I have a stronger kasha, why he, it's not just a stira, but it's a stira where he goes against the own principles of Psa. Alright? So now, next step, hold on. So the next paragraph is, V'nira Shaloi Hayir Rabbeinu. V'nira Shaloi Hayir Rabbeinu Zal Lefsoik Keman De Pshita Lei Heichad De Kamoi Pshita Lu Ubasroim Beboilu Domes Chazoi De Loi Kiblu Minayu V'keva Ne'inu Loi Kiblu Afangav De Shemiyu Lu Anan Nami Midei Svekel In Afkinam. All right, so he says, therefore, the Ramban comes to the conclusion that the Rif has a, he amends the understanding of the Rif. When do we say that you go Bosa the Pshitusa as opposed to the, what is the Sofek? So that's in all cases except when the Basroi had the Sofek. Because if Rav had a Sofek, that means that the Rabba's understanding was not accepted in the Beis HaMedrash. Rav had Achra. So if they were contemporaries, one had Achra and one had a Sofek, then the Rif would go with the Achra. But over here, where the earlier generation had the Achra, and the later generation had the Sofek, so the Rif says that means that the Rabba's Achra was not Mokumo. So therefore, it remains an open question, and that would explain why the Rif leaves it as an open question when it comes to Tarna Golas chipping away at the Dli. However, Meyesh Derech Achers Beferish Lu HaShmua Ba'atzma V'hu Shenifareish V'nomar D'Rabba Bosar B'Soif Ozo. Alright, so now I'm going to explain a new mahalach in the sugya, right? What's hechreich to do so? Because he has a stira in the Rif, where first the Rif says, "I'm going to leave the question open," by the Tanagolas chipping away at the Dli, and then by the case of two mazikim, I'm going to decide and accept Rabba's psak of Basa Mi'ikra. All right. So he says. So we. To explain this Rif, I'll have to explain. V'tishle mi Rav Hachi Pirusha, tivshay to Bosar b'soif azlino. So I'm going to go back to Yud Zayinu Mid Beis, our Gemara, and the Gemara explains. The Gemara says, "Let's learn from Rava that we go Bosar soif, not Bosar miikru." These are the dait of Bos and Mikra Ozel, Habalelame Marishan Chayev, Vashvin Rebusa, Beloy Lame the Shani Potter, the Shani Afil Ozel's Bosser Besoif Potter came in Shavili Shaver, Vainly Domimachshav, Elevade Mitzrichale Ptura, the Shani Shramino, the Rishan Nami Potter, the Bosser Besoif Azlina. Rif says, the Ramban says, let's be medayik in the language of the Gemara. Right? Kasha, we should have asked ourselves. Tiv should lay me the Rabba. Dome Rabba, Zorah, clean me Rosh Hagag, Lubach, and Vishib, and Makal, Potter. Why didn't he say, Rishon Chayev? Zorah, clean me Rosh Hagag, Lubach, and Vishib, the Gemara says the guy broke it, his potter. What about the first guy? Chayev. No.
Break it down.
But how so how do you, what do you conclude from the sugya?
I mean, someone has to pay for it. No.
Well, that's is that a correct assumption? That someone has to pay for it.
So you just have an easy way of breaking things with no one ever paying for it.
Well, I mean, to get two guys shutfus. Yeah. Now shutfus is probably might. Okay, Enechanami, but that still would not. You might want to make a takana, but you're still arguing that Meikir Adin. Meikir Adin, does somebody have to be chayiv?
For a Banishin, is that Peturin?
What is that?
For a Banishin, is that Peturin? You shouldn't just say Pater.
There should be something there, some recognition. In other words, again.
I'm not going to say they're both Pater.
Wait, 1 second. Go ahead.
For Ban's suggesting they're both Pater, shouldn't have the Gemara said Peturin?
Hold on. The Ramban, what the Ramban is pointing out, Tifshut Leit Mid Rabba. Right? We should be able to. We have a Chakira. Vosami Ikra Vosar Soif. Right? So, Tifshut Leit, let's figure from Rabba's din. Zara Klein Ve Reisha Gagu, Boacher Vishor Ve Makel, Potter. The Amrina Leila, we say Mona Tvira Tomer. He broke a broken kid. So the Omar Rabba, Zara Klima Resha Gag, we are assuming that the first guy is Chayiv, right? Ubuach Ervishibra, and the second guy is Potter. Vaistachoi is the first guy is Chayiv. Why is the second guy Potter? Yeah, so why don't we just say the first guy is Chayev as we say the end of the Perek Mifsagire, because once he threw it down it's already a dead Keli. Because instead of, if the point of the Gemara was to incriminate the Rishon, so why is Rabba focusing on the tour of the second guy? The first guy did a terrible thing. He broke a Keli. Alright. It so happened that the second guy broke it a second time. No. But the bigger chiddush is the first guy broke the keli. The first guy is chayiv. Mir, we didn't say it before?
No, that's good.
Okay? So the Ramban says, V'tivshet lei v'ushenefarish v'noymar d'rabba b'osar b'soif ozil v'odekimin v'gmar v'tivshet lei v'nirabba. We should really come to the conclusion that we go Bosar Soif as the Rif Paskins. I'll see you in a moment. The Omer Rabba Boachar Vishavi Bakal Potter, the Omer Rishon Chayiv, these Hogadaitach Bosar Mikra Ozil, have Loimar Rishon Chayiv, Ashminin Ribus, a bigger Kiddush. The Loy Lema, the Shani Potter, the Shani, I feel also Bosar Soif Potter, Kavan She Soifoi Li Shover, the Ein Loy Domim Achshav, because to tell me that the second guy is Potter, that is the easier Kiddush to tell me. Why? Because Ein Loy Domim Achshav. Because the keli is worthless right now. The moment the guy drops the keli, you cannot sell that keli. Drops it from the Empire State Building. So you have time to negotiate. Right? So no one's going to buy that keli. It's already dropped in value the moment it fell off the cliff. So the second guy, even if you'll tell me the second guy is chayiv, it's chayiv zero. Because the keli is worthless. It's about to be broken in a few seconds. Afilu ozel boser soif potter, kevan she soif li shomer, vein li dame machshav. Elavadei mide itzricha le ptura de sheni, since we have to learn that the second guy is potter, shma mide the rishonami potter, the boser besoif is linon. The Rif said, the Ramban says, if you read the Gemara carefully, the Gemara only needs to explain to you why the second guy is Potter. That means that the second guy should really be Chayiv. And in this case, he's Potter. Really, we go Boser Soif. There's no kasha the first guy is according to Ramban, right? Now, here we go. That the first guy is Potter because he didn't break the Keli. The second guy broke the Keli. Boser Tvarmona. And the Ramban and the Gemara says, and I'll explain to you why the second guy is Potter. Why is the second guy Potter? Because it's a worthless Keli. But the Ramban says, from the fact that the Gemara only addresses the second guy, means it was the second guy who comes under the microscope and who's really Chayiv. The Ramban says, they should read the Gemara differently. Tiv shalim yidir rabba, domer rabba, zara klimi resha gang, ublach vishiv remakul potter. Termina lay monitvira tavar. Right? Rashi says, Potter Hamishabroi V'chayiv HaZoyrei. And we know where we got our pshat from. And you see that how the Rishonim are predicting, we're totally aware of the other possible pshat in the sugya. So Rashi is very clear. V'chayiv HaZoyrei Ol Mabos HaMikras Linon V'hoil V'soif HaLishaber The first guy is because he did the Maisa Hezek. Ramban says, Elevada, that's not how to read the Gemara. You have to read the Gemara. Ramban says, why did, if Rashi's right, it should have said, Harishan Chayiv. The fact that the Gemara is out of its way to say, Harishan Potter, say Sheni Potter. So, and he says, "Came to the job, but ain't the dama machshav." Elavad the mitzvah of the p'tur is a shady. Try me to the rishonami potter. The boss must say, "Vazleinon." Vizu kosh le divrei of Shlomo u'mitzvah meforshim zal. Shomu demider rabo shemina. The boss mikras leinon. He says, and I don't understand why Rashi concluded from the sugya that. We go bus me. Vach and Nami Mashma. Who had a question for? You had a question for? Vahachi Nami Mashma. Vach and Nami Mashma. Has Sugya de Rabba Bizarik Tinoi. The Hadalmud has Zayrek Potter, the Divrehako, Vasheni, Bain Beshor Bain, but Odom, Chiyuv of Nesha, Kire Vesmisosai, Vibosim, Vigurishim, Lachai, the Divrekulam, Vasheni, a Potter. Right? Zorak. The Gemara says that. In the case of Zorak Tinok Mirosh Agag, the case of Ritzicha, and the second one catches the baby with a knife. So the Gemara says, well, in that case, how do we evaluate this? We go back to the sugya of several Ritzchen, several people, the Rab Zorak Tinok, the Talmud of Zorak Potter. The Divrei Hakol, Vasheni, Bein Bishur, Bein Ba'odom, is Chayiv because we paskin, like the one that says, Kirev Misosi. The Bosar, Mi'ikra, Rishon Lachayiv, the Divrei Kulam, Vasheni Yepotter. So the fact that the Gemara says that this depends on this other machlaikas, and the Ramban says that the Rif is Machriya. In those cases, so we go Boser Achron, the last guy, the person is being beaten by 10 people. So the last, could even be that he's a trafer already. But the last guy is Mekarev Misosai. So the last guy would be Chayiv. He may not be Chayiv. If he's a trafer, could he be Chayiv? So the Ramban says, you see from the hachra of the Rif that he goes Bosar Tvarmona. Right? V'oid Omer Rabba. Right? So the riff over here, Tanagon Shemechatin Bechevel, V'nisak Achevel, V'nishbad Li, Mishal Min Nezek Sholem, V'hudaka Ozel Mine Mine. What about the situation where he's not Ozel Mine Mine? It's going to be either Chatzi Nezek or he's a Sofek. Right? But now the Ramban is saying that the correct way to read this Gemara is not the Ka'ozel Mine Mine and a Mesupuk, but the Ka'ozel Mine Mine and the first one, and if it was not Ozel Mine Mine, we'd be Chatzi Nezek. Why? Because we're going Bosar Me Ikra. Right? Hold on, Mayor?
I don't understand why we're saying the Ramban has to give. I just understand why we don't say that these are just two separate cases. That the Rif Paskins in one case.
Well, the Gemara said they had the same case. The Gemara went from one to the other.
How?
The Gemara says, and you damn it, the Gemara says that we should be able to. We should be able to resolve Rava's Iboya through this Gemara.
It says Rav Pshita list. For Rav, it's Pasha because he makes that equation, but Rav doesn't make that equation.
Yeah, but that means the Gemara is equating it. Right? That, for the Gemara to say that means the Gemara is equating it.
I see, but maybe Rav doesn't take that step. Maybe that's why Rav doesn't equate it, because.
But then the Gemara would say Hachi Hashda. You can't compare the two. And the Gemara does not challenge the equation. All right. That means the Gemara accepts the equation. V'oid amar Rabbi in Koifer. Rabbi, when it comes to the din of Koifer. You have a shor hamuad that caught the tinok from coming down the side. So we have a machlokes there when it comes to koifer. Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbanan, I bosim ikra, so hai nami kemeiz dami, veheich mishalim koyer fil Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara now the Ramban asks on himself, right? He's moving the question a little bit away from the what we've been discussing until now. The Ramban says, I explained, because of the way that I'm understanding the Gemara, so mana tvira tovar does not mean we're going boser me'ikra. Mana tvira tovar means that the second guy broke a worthless keli. Right? So, if that's the case, then when it comes to koifer, we should be saying the same din. Reuven throws the baby down. Shimon's shor catches the baby with his antlers. Right? So the baby already died before the Shimon's behemoth caught the baby, based on my logic. So why should we say Basar Soif Azlino? Why should there be any Sofek? Just like I'm explaining. Then there is no room for a suffix in the case of the Kli, because the second guy, even if he would be held responsible, he'd be paying nothing. So the same thing should be true for the case of the Koifer. So he says, V'afal pisha kir mi sasei, t'chsev v'heim is prat l'zeh shekvar meis. Da l'inyan t'rur is basa mikra ozlo l'gamrei. Afilu tezel boser soif nami sheni poter shvein leidamim. It says the inyan tzroi rois we go boser meikra. Okay, when it comes to tzroi rois, the halacha is clear that we look at this process and we look at the Tarnagolas that throws it out as being the mazik, right? That's the din of treyres. Ramban is saying,
"Yeah, he's
saying Ramban is saying that there are certain things that are not open to. Right, treyres is one of them, because the Gemara says I have treyres is a process, right?" And it's called Chatzinezek Treiris, and the Tarnagol is the behemoth chayiv. So when it comes to Treiris, it has to be that we go Bosar Meikra, right? The Im Toimer. No, before then, the Oid Omer Rabba. Linyan koifer is a machlekes, and why don't we say that it's a gavra katil lagamri kotal v'lo yashur b'shiloi b'alam shbishalman koifer v'avol bishakir misasoi tachziv v'heim is prat lezeh shekvar meis to linyan tsroiris b'osem me'ikra ozlas lagamri u'kishomir choshavtolei v'hilchoch hazoreik Horgoy Laze Vasheni Bain Shor Bain Odom I Potter Lidivriako. Why don't we say that the Chatzi Nezik Treiris would teach me that we go Basim Ikr? Next, the Im Toima Afilo Zinu Basim Ikr. And he says that even if you'll tell me this, that Chatzi Nezek Treiris teaches me we go Vosar Meikra. Lav Kemeis Chashvin Alei. We would still not say that the baby is Kemeis from the very beginning. Im Kein Bechli Hasheni Loma Potter Al Korchum Nesha Ein Loi Domim. So then I would have to say that we go Vosar Meikra. And when it comes to the baby, we say it's not considered to be a mace yet. So, if that would all be correct, why should Mishavrei be potter? Al korchom neisha ein leidamim. The only reason would be because the keli is no longer of value. Hoil v'soif v'lishaver. Afal pishu v'lishbar. V'mnei tam zeh afilu tezel bose soif. Now Mishani Potter, Shain Li Domin. You can immediately Ukidam Rinan, the Lirabon and the Amri, the main Nizik Potter, Shain Lazed Domin, Afal Pishu Kachai, the Talmud de Rishmael Chayim, the Kavan Shekain, Hechi Shamina, Minerabam, the Bosser Meikras Linon, the Ma Oilam Lav Gushover Hashvina Lay, the Bosser Besaifas Linon, Afal Pikain, a Shani Potter, Shain Lakleezed Domin, Afal Pishad Island Nishma Kamasha Kasafti. So Ramban says that if you were to claim that, if you were to say otherwise, that's what he wants to argue. If you were to say that Chatzi Nezek Tzroiris teaches me that we go Bosar Meikra, so then our Gemara could not be a proof to this Iboya. Right? So again, the Ramban says that our sugya says Bosa Meikra. That's what the sugya is passing. When the Gemara brings a raya from Rabbah, The Ramban says the fact that Rabbah had to explain why the second one is potter means that Rabbah understood that the that we paskin basar me'ikra and the first one is chayim against Rashi. Right? The Ramban says, and we are not accepting Rabbah's position halacha because Rabbah and Rabbah and Rabbah is Basra and Rabbah. Then the Ramban says that Misa is the fact that when it comes to Misa, the Gemara finds the that it could be that the second one is Chayiv. So it means we're not going Basar Mi'ikra when it comes to the din of Misa. So the Ramban says that could be because the din of the Xeris Kosov Behemoth. And the Ramban goes on to say, and maybe you'll question, maybe I got this wrong. Right? Maybe I'm like Rashi. Maybe I should say like Rashi. He says, if you hold like Rashi, the Gemara does not make any sense. Why is that? Because if you hold like Rashi, so then we should be, then Rava is saying that we go Basar Soif, right? So he says, if we go Basar Soif, how could you prove from the case of Zorah Keli that we go Basar Soif, right? So again, in our minds we're saying, well, because Rava says that we go Basar Soif, but in this case, it's Mana Tavir Tova. Right? That's how we learn the Sugya. No, right. We learn the Sugya that we...
Ramban
saying go Basar Soif. 1 second. The Ramban says we go Basar Soif, yeah. Right. So the Ramban, we learn the Sugya that we go Basar Mi'ikra. The Ramban says we go Basar Soif, and the Raya is because we have to explain why in this case Soif is not Chayiv. Nobody's Chayiv in this case. So now he says that if we follow Rashi's approach, so then the Gemara does not make any sense. Alright? Why is that? Because he says if we want to prove that we go Basar Mi'ikra, so how have we proven that? He said, the first guy drops the keli down, second guy whacks it, the Gemara says second guy is potter. Right? So, in our minds, that's saying that the first guy is chayiv. So he says that if that's the case, why should the second guy be potter? The only reason why the second guy should be potter is because the keli is of no value anymore. So if the purpose of this, if the Gemara wants to conclude that the first guy is chayiv, so you have to bring it from a situation where the second guy could be chayiv, not from a case where the second guy could not be chayiv. Right? Ramban says that according to Rashi, the proof is a logically flawed proof. All right. Let's just step back for a moment and do logic. All right? Logic is that I want to prove that the first guy is chayiv. I have to bring a case where both people could be chayiv, and when the Gemara opts to prove that the first guy is chayiv. Correct? So Ramban says in this case, the Gemara gave an example where the second guy could not be chayiv. Because even if the second guy would be chayiv, he's breaking an object that's already valueless. So, from that situation, he cannot prove that the first guy is chayiv. Right, again, Ramban says we want to have a global principle of it. Global principle is that I have a process. We go bosa mitchila bosa soif. Right. So Ramban says that the Ramban says he's going to, as far as he's concerned, it's an open question, and we're going to pass in hamoitz mechel v'ray like Rabba. And he's saying that that if Rabba had a position, the position was going to be bosar mitchila, bosar soif. And that's what but then he says that the reason he says this is because he says the Gemara only explains why the second guy is potter. He says, I'll go a step further, and I'll explain to you why Rashi's reading could not be correct. Because according to Rashi, the case of Zora Klime Reish Agag is supposed to resolve Rav Ziboyah. In order to resolve Rav Ziboyah, I have to have a situation where logically either the first guy could be chayiv or the second guy could be chayiv. And when the Gemara then says, well, we're opting to be mechayiv either number one, number two, and we'll be mechayiv number one. So the Ramban says, but the case that the Gemara is choosing, the second guy could not be chayiv no matter what, because Rimanav Shach. You're going to tell me the second guy is chayiv, but he broke the keli, which he broke is a broken keli. So you're bringing a raya from a situation where you could not be chayiv the second guy. What are you mechayiv him for? So to bring a rai where only the first guy could be chayiv, right? Hoyel v'seifeli shomer, you have not a raya. All you're telling me is that the first guy, when he dropped the keli, he already made it worthless. The hezek, all you're telling me is I'm bringing a rai from a case where guy number one made the object worthless. He did the mice hezek. Finished. He becomes chayiv the moment he drops it. He already devalued it. So that's not a raya. The case of pecking away at the dli, and I know it's chayiv. I don't know whether he's going to become chayiv like a chatin extraordinary case or like a regular case. So how can I answer that based on a case of two mazikim, and it's clear the first guy is the mazik? So the Ramban says it only makes sense to say that really, the second guy is the guy who's chayiv, and the text is explaining to you why in this case the guy is on chayiv. That makes sense. If I'm bringing, the Ramban basically is saying is, if I'm bringing a raya from the text, then it's a decent raya and it proves bosar tfarmanos. If I'm bringing a raya from the logic, this is not a, it's not a logical. It's not a text, it's not a din from which you can bring a raya to Rashi's position. So just one more minute. The Ramban says, but I left open this other question of the case of the Misa. When it comes to Ritzich, it's different. So the last paragraph in the Ramban is, V'afagav d'ika l'meimar. I had a kasha. My kasha was that from the case of Ritzicha, so there The Gemara says, the Gemara seems to say that we go, that if, that since Lagabi Tzoris, we go Basa Mi'ikra, so why should it be that when it comes to the case of Koifer, we should go Basar the second person? The Ikal Afagav the Ikal of Meimar. Shaloi Patrul Dibri Armid Minezik Elam Yishum the Basar Mi'ikra is Lina. That the only reason that we would part to the second guy, even if he holds the main nizik, that that's the Indian Mamoina. Umiu Ketola Shiny. I could argue that when it comes to Ritzicha, it's different. Right? That happens if that's what the Birka Shmuel argues very strongly in the name of the Brisker Rav. He says, Ein Adas Moide Bazeh Eloka Moshe Kasavnu. So I don't think that that is a... That's necessarily so. We wanted to bring a raya that when it comes to Misa, so we go Basar, the last one, and only in and we would distinguish between Misa and Momen. He says, I don't think that's correct. I think the fact that when it comes to Misa, we go Basar, the last one, that indicates the same thing for Momen as well. Alright? Afgav the Ikla Meimar, one could say that by, that when it comes to Mamun we go Basar Mi'ikra, and when it comes to Misa we go Basar Achron, and that Brisker Rav explains why that would make a lot of sense. So he says, I don't think that's correct. I have to explain why. And then Das Rebbeinu Kiperish Hazeh, you have a pasuk the Basar B'Soif Azlinan, Ubishemachi Poter Azervik, the Fila Grama Leka, Shirele Shibray, Leficha Kosav the Ka'ozel Mine Mine. So now the Rib says, the Ramban says, and if I understood this correctly, right? Namely, that the Rib paskins Basar Seif is Lina, right? In other words, he said, going against my original principle that we go, that when the Basrei is a Suffolk, we leave the Pshitus of the Risha. That the Rib paskins like Rabba, and Rabba was Basar Seif. So therefore we understand why the Zayrik is Potter. Why? Because the last guy is Potter because it was a broken keli. The first guy is Potter because they feel like Gromaleka. Shirulei Shibray. Because we go Basar Seif. Uleficha Kosav Deko Ozel Mine Mine. And that's why he would say, okay, that's why he would say that the case of the chicken who pecked away at the rope is that the that he would only become chayav if it was mine mine, because he's not chayav. It would not be a case of shein anyways, because we're going to go Basar Seif. So therefore, the akimta has to be a case of Basar mine mine, right? Not because he holds, like Rashi, that Tanigom Shem Mechatan Mechevel, V'Nisak Achevel, V'Nishbar Kli, Mishal Menezek Sholem. And we don't say that we go Chatzin Nezek Shem, why? Because we go Basar Seif. V'Uda Kozal Mine Mine. Not like Rashi, we would be Medayik based on the learning of Rashi. Here it's also Mine Mine, but Lu Yitzur, it was not ozel mine mine. He would be chayim chatzizek. No, he would be potter altogether, because we're always going to go Basar Seif. We're not going to go Basar the. We're always going to go Basar Seif. So we will be chayim mechayim chatzin nezek, because in a chanami we will be chayiv. So we haven't explained as why the rif doesn't spell it out, but he will be moikim that it's also mine mine, because he the Gemara according to the Riv does not accept the idea that it will be shame if we go Bosiriku, because we don't go Bosiriku, we go Bosisoy. So the Ramban leaves us with two questions that we have to ask against Rashi's Pshat. Right? Question number one is, how is the case of Zara Klime Resha Gag a raya that we go Bosar Me Ikra and not Bosar Soif? Alright, that's the Ramban's major cash against Rashi. Because the second one couldn't be Chayiv no matter what, because it was already a valueless Keli. The first one was the one who created the Hezek. Alright, so Rashi, the Rashi's Lashon is Hamishabroi B'chayiv Zarek Omo Bosa Mikriz Linan Hoil V'Seif Elishover Uchshin Nuach Kemisha Shavrei Hudami. And that's where the first guy is Chayiv and the second guy is Potter. So Ramban says that's not a Raya. The second guy is Potter because the Keli was of no value when he hit it. According to the way the Ramban interprets Rashi, we have to make a decision. Is it the first guy or the second guy? According to Ramban, there's never any reason to Machai the second guy. Oma Bosa Mikra is Lina. So that's the Nakuda between the Ramban and the Rashi. Is it correct to say that the Keli became valueless once it was dropped? If that is correct, so the Ramban is a very strong kash against Rashi. Why does that teach us Bosa Me'ikra Zlina? Bosa Me'ikra Zlina is only when I have when I could be Mechayev one or two. When I have no option to be Mechayev number two, it's Bosa Me'ikra Zlina because he did the Maisa Hezek. Ramban's asking that what Mary was saying 20 minutes ago. Is it correct to say that the two cases work together? One case is, I have a mazik. I don't know if it's a chazin and svarash. I don't know if it's a shame. Is that correct to say that we can determine that question based on the case of Zorakli Ubachar Vishibra? That's what the Ramban is questioning. So Rashi says, yes, we can. The Ramban says, no. We can. The reason why the Gemara makes sense is because the Gemara is bringing a textual raya. Just in the lush of the Gemara. Vosar monotover tovar. The fact that the Gemara only wants to explain why the second guy is potter. The textual raya. Logically, the Ramban says, you can't bring a raya. And apparently Rashi holds that it does make sense to bring a raya, logically. So it's one nakuda you have to still explain in Rashi. Alright, taking a yetzim calls that. We begin with a question about how the Rif should paskin in theory. Should the Rif paskin, number one, when he has a suffix, we make up shara between an Iboyin and a very difficult, complex Balamor. I'm not saying we should dismiss it. Balamor has a Mahalchom here, but it's Mechudishtik to say that Chazal passing the Rif passing the shara. The Ramban says, in principle, I would say that we only go Boser Basroi. There is an exception to Boser Basroi. And that is, sorry, his rule is you go Basar Pshitusa versus Iboya, unless the Iboya is Basar Basaroi. Fine. The Rif decided to pass on Rabbah. But the Pshat in Rabbah is Punk for care from Rashi Pshat in Rabbah. The Pshat in Rabbah is Basar Soif Azlina. Basar Fazlina. Good. The Ramban then has to deal with two things. Number one is, how the Gemara could have brought it as a raya to Basar and Beikras, and Ramban says that's wrong, wrong pshat. I have to understand the machlokes between Ramban and Rashi. Next, the Ramban says, and the raya from Ritzicha does work. By Ritzicha we go Basar HaAchrei, and he said it makes sense. So, question is why, according to Rashi, we have machalik between Hezek and Ritzicha. Alright? So the first question we probably will analyze through the Ketzois, and the second question through the Birkas Shmuel. Alright? Thank you for your staying, but I want to finish up. Okay.
The what?
Was that?